March 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, let the holy love in your hearts be your preparation and your protection of everything in the future. There is no greater standard to live by. With holy love in your heart, you will be able to respond to every situation as I would have you do. The whole reason there is unrest in the world today is lack of holy love in hearts. People, therefore, do not recognize the rights of others, and greed wins over in hearts. Once again, I remind you, what is in hearts is then in the world around you. So it is I speak to you again today to refurbish holy love in hearts and to reclaim hearts that have lapsed into selfish ideals. Sin is the child of selfish love. Therefore, regard disordered self-love as the enemy. Do not allow your hearts to be contaminated in such a way." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.